You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our number is 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Okay, I'm talking with Jack and Steve Martin, Action Roofing. Our phone number 564-1290. Want to follow up a little bit on alternatives to synthetic shake. We talked in the first segment about some of the failures of synthetic shake. People want to replicate the look of the old-fashioned fire-prone shake roof. And then we'll do some gutter talk here with his brother Steve. So if someone comes to you and you explain the perils, so to speak, of synthetic shake, what, how many different materials can you offer? What's a good alternative?
Well, bottom line, you want a product that's proven. And with the synthetic shakes that are out on the market, some of them have become much better. They've looked at the products that have failed and redesigned them so that they're better now. So some of the products that are on the market are much better, but again, they don't have a track record long enough. I recommend a lightweight concrete tile only because concrete tiles have been used for hundreds of years. So we know that that's a proven product.
And if someone was looking at, I know it's difficult to talk price, either in a dollar amount or percentage-wise, and someone's saying, gee, I'd like to put a new roof on, and they're the kind of guy that likes to really make it right and go maybe 50-year. I know you got 20, 30, I don't know what years you got on your basic shingles. If you wanted to go the next step up, would that, obviously, slate and full concrete and all that, that's a lot more expensive. So this lightweight concrete tile, what would that change in the price? I mean, how much more?
Well, you could have an increase in cost of at least 50% from, like, an asphalt composition shingle. You know, the average roof in Santa Barbara on the average house probably $10,000 to $12,000 for an asphalt shingle, and you can easily go to $20,000 for a lightweight concrete tile.
Lightweight. Is that because it might be including reinforcing the roof, or is it because it is lightweight, you don't have to, like you do with a another heavier type of roof?
Well, more so the increased cost comes for the cost of product and the installation of the product. It's more labor-intensive to install lightweight concrete tile, and it's more expensive.
The cost itself. It's cost itself. So people are out there getting these lifetime roofs, and then you're out the door. You're not going to be coming back to their house for a while, hopefully. Hopefully, they're presuming. But you got your brother Steve here, who's going to come back with something that people certainly need to watch, very importantly, because of new concerns about water mitigation and affecting the foundation of your house and maybe water intrusion and then maybe mold and all this stuff. So the gutter business is a great business to be in. It's kind of like a dermatologist, you know. People always need you. I don't know if you ever fix it for. Well, I shouldn't say that. Why don't you tell me what the hell you do?
Well, definitely my mind is always in the gutter, but yeah, that's primarily what I do. I install rain gutters for our company. And although it doesn't rain a lot in Santa Barbara, of course, we do have a lot of fog and dew. And so gutters really get use all year round.
Oh, really? I never thought of that. The really heavy misty mornings you come out, it feels like it's rained. We were talking about materials for roofs. When you go out and do, someone once calls you up and their gutters are old and cracked, or they don't have gutters, they buy a new house. How do you approach that with material? What's the recommendations?
Well, the aluminum gutters are probably the most popular type of gutter nowadays. The advantages of aluminum is, by nature of the material, they don't rust, and they're less corrosive than a galvanized gutter. They're also painted, so they come painted, and they're seamless. We make the gutters custom right on the spot with a gutter machine, and so you don't have seams every 10 feet like an older galvanized gutter.
Or like if people go to a local hardware store and say, well, I'm going to save some money, I'm going to buy some 10-foot lengths of this plastic gutter and put it together. Why is seamless so important?
Well, you know, generally, any gutter that is seamed together, the first problem you're going to have with a gutter is it's going to leak at the seams. With a plastic gutter, they rely on kind of a rubber gasket at the seam, and over time, those gaskets seem to wear out, and then the gutters leak. With an aluminum gutter, if it's seamed together in 10 feet, aluminum does expand and contract, and so those seams over time, within a year or two, will be a situation where it will leak, and it will be a constant problem with it expanding, contracting, and leaking at those seams.
It seems to me, you're saying, so you don't want to trust rubbers to protect yourself from leaks. Is that what you just said?
That's exactly
right. And we're still
right.
talking about gutters. Okay.
I couldn't have put
this,
it better
I don't know
myself,
where this
Mark.
Program is going. Okay, now you mentioned, what was the older, the galvanized. That was the first gutter that ever was made, or what was the first gutter?
Yeah, I mean, aluminum gutters have been around for over 20 years, but galvanized gutters have been around, you know, galvanized and copper have been around virtually since probably the beginning of time.
The beginning of the first
sure.
house, the first gutter man came along.
And, you know, with galvanized gutters, you know, they come unpainted, and they do rust. That's the biggest problem. Most of the houses we come to that have galvanized gutters, they have rusted out, and that's the reason why they need to be replaced, obviously.
Do some old-timers meet you and say, you know what, Sonny boy, you're as old as my, you know, the chair in the living room there or something. You're a young kid, and I'm an old-timer and galvanized, you know. People kind of hold on to that and still want you to put in galvanized?
That definitely comes up. You know, people believe that galvanized is a stronger product than aluminum. And certainly the galvanized gutters 20 years ago were a much thicker gauge than nowadays. If you compare the galvanized that's generally used for gutters nowadays, it's not much thicker than aluminum. But some people do prefer galvanized, and we also do galvanized gutters. But in my opinion, aluminum is a superior product, and it's also a third the cost of a galvanized gutter.
What we're talking with Steve Martin and his brother Jack from Action Roofing. Action Roofing. Okay, so you get into costs. So aluminum is a third the cost of galvanized. Now, what about copper? So they've been doing copper, as you think, as long as as galvanized? I mean, I don't know what the method of making, you know, copper. I mean, they just look so beautiful, but how does that cost compared to the?
Well, copper is definitely the most superior of all the metals. And then there's traditionally in Santa Barbara, a lot of the copper is a semicircle or a half round copper gutter because it kind of a traditional look with a Spanish tile roof. But you can actually extrude copper through a similar machine that makes the aluminum OG gutter. And then there's also you can bend either a galvanized or a copper gutter into virtually any shape in a 10-foot length.
And so you can extrude the copper on site like you do the aluminum?
That's
make
correct.
It, so you got that same seamless thing going on?
Yeah, the machine that makes the seamless aluminum can also extrude copper through the same machine. And so if you're comparing costs between the copper extruded and galvanized, you're virtually going to be about the same price. The copper extruded is going to be about three times the price of aluminum.
And now Jack gave a general price for an average roofing, you know, I mean, it varies so much, 10 to 12 grand. What if someone comes out and needs gutters, is there an average price that you could see, set a number roughly for the aluminum so then we can go up to show what it would cost for galvanized or copper?
Yeah, and again, you know, it depends greatly on the roof. You know, some roofs are gable roofs, so they're basically the water would shed in the front and the back of the house. Or other houses, water sheds all the way around the perimeter would be a hip roof. And so it would vary greatly between those two types of houses, even if they're the same square footage per se.
So let's go with the first. More traditional would be the shed that just... Yeah. Would that be more common?
In aluminum, most residential houses are going to be somewhere between $800 and $1,500, depending on the amount of footage you have and the type of roof that you have.
Yeah, you know, you did a gutters for a client of mine who had a real long run in the back. And when he bought the house, this was a shed roof, I guess you'd call it, in the back, came down his backyard in a wide patio. And he had downspouts at either end, and one was just depositing water in a, you know, at kind of the top of the house and going under the house, and he had a choice of, you know, taking it underground and going all the way out to the street, and there was concrete. It was a big mess, so he wanted to take one long run. It was really long to go into one downspout, and you did it, and it's been working all these heavy rains for the last 5 years. How long a run was that, or in a long? What is a long run?
Well, I remember. Well, a long run probably
the one
be
on Grove.
About 26 miles.
A marathon.
You know, that's something that I come across quite often. You know, generally, in my opinion, downspouts should be about every 25-30 feet of gutters, and quite often, you know, people don't want water to drop in certain areas of the house, and so they try to manipulate that length.
Right.
You know, one concern is that particular house you're talking about, I think it was about 50 feet across the back, is in a heavy rain, whether one outlet would be able to handle that volume of water coming off the roof. And then the other thing would be an aesthetic part of it. If you're trying to slope one piece of gutter 50 feet, then it's going to drop perhaps 2 to 3 inches to get the water to flow.
Right.
And if it's like in the front of a house where it's going to be real noticeable, you know, somebody's going to say, you know, that gutter guy didn't know what he was doing.
Right. But he's more, it's in the back. He's much more practical. He was trying to save water from hitting the wrong side of the house. It works.
Yes.
So I know at one time he was talking about putting like a double downspout before he even called you guys out. He's an engineer, so he's thinking, well, get the widest gutter he can. I don't know if he did. And then he had talked, well, if you had two downspouts right next to each other as the water's coming down, but we didn't do that. That didn't need...
No, and I mean, if you have a larger size gutter, one, it probably would look awkward on a residential house, but you still have the same issue with sloping it, and perhaps a larger gutter would look, you know, even worse having that much slope to it.
Right.
And you know, some people will try to put gutters up and have very little slope to them, so that they look better. But they're not as effective. What happens is water will sit in the gutter, and over time, it's going to be problematic. It will cause the gutter to pull away from the house, or certainly in the last couple of years, a lot of concern with water sitting in gutters and problems with mosquitoes.
So this range of $800 to $1,500 for aluminum gutters, you know, I think it's kind of small price, small potatoes when you think about the cost of real estate in Santa Barbara and what you're getting for this aluminum extruded, you know, seamless, everything, kit and caboodle. It seems maybe the best value in Santa Barbara is getting new gutters.
It's true. I mean, I come up to houses quite often where people have done remodels or they have done their roof. And, you know, I give them the price for the gutters, and it is much more reasonable than a lot of the jobs that people do at their houses.
Right, right.
The only disadvantage is usually gutters come at the very end because with the aluminum or copper, they go up after the house is completely finished. And so it comes down to where money becomes an issue also.
Right, right, a little budget. Well, you're going to have to come out to my house. My gutters, well, we're going to need to do a roof, and the gutters are just pulling away from the eaves because the eaves are rotting out. What's the board that you knock the nail into to hold
fascia.
The gutter? The fascia or whatever. Okay, plumber's tape. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. Is our phone number after the program, radiorealestate.com. We'll come back for the third segment. We'll wrap up with Stephen Jack Martin from Action Roofing, and we'll mention a war story here, how someone almost got a free roof from Jack at Action Roofing. Man who's willing to talk about not being perfect is a man you trust. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's 24 minutes before the hour.